Today on Castle Country Focus, I'm your host, Dylan Fielding, and we're talking to Pat Jones, who is a third-generation master gardener and knows all things about gardening. He incidentally owns Jones Ace Hardware in Castledale and is our resident expert. Thank you, Pat, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Well, thanks for having me. I will tell you one thing, though, and let everybody know I'm not an expert. I've just been around a little bit. I know a few things, but
okay.
I'm on more kind of on the practical side. I'm not into all the chemical stuff that your county agents and that be into, but I know what chemicals county have to use on certain things, and I can help you a little bit and talk about some of those things today.
Okay. Now, I noticed my grass in the front yard is starting to green up, but some of it is greener and taller than other parts of it. And I suspect the green part is a weed because it's too early for really bright green grass.
That's a problem in our county, and it's been a problem for years. And it's a tough one to overcome. Now, we do have some broadleaf grass. Well, they look like grasses, but they're not a true grass. They're actually in a broadleaf family, and one of those is called crabgrass, and most of us heard crabgrass. But we do not have a lot of crabgrass here. Most of that clump grass that grows out in your lawn is what we call Johnson grass. And there's a lot of other grasses, too, that has kind of filtered in and came in through some of the commercial grass seeds that are new to our area. We don't have too much of a problem with them, but there are a few things you can do to help that. But once you get that Johnson grass and it kind of takes over, man, I'll tell you, it's a tough one to control because there isn't a chemical out there that is selective to that particular type of grass.
I say that's not good news.
No, I know. But I guess they're so closely related, but they can't seem to single out the particular types of grasses where you have a chemical that will just kill that particular type of grass. You can get something that will kill all the grass, and most of us are familiar with that product. It's called Roundup. And then there's a lot of other companies that make a Roundup product. It's the same chemical that's in it. So you don't necessarily have to buy Roundup. And Roundup's good. They've been around a long time and been doing that. But there's other companies that's cheaper that you can buy. It's more highly concentrated. Roundup does, for the consumer, they make a 21% grade for homeowners, and then they have a 50% grade, and the 50% is obviously a lot more money, but there's some others that are on the market that's like 41%. So they're at least double the percentage of, it's called glyphosate. Anyway, it's very effective on the grasses, and it's very easy and safe to use. In 7 days, you can replant. So, like if you have a garden that's got a lot of grass in it, just let the garden come up and get the grass growing, because any time you put a weed chemical of any kind on them, you want to have the product growing, because that's what causes it to die faster. So if you've got a good representation of the plant there and spray good, they'll die faster, and you'll have a more complete kill. But there's one out there called Remuda, put out by Monterey, and it's a 41% product. And then High Yield Company makes one called Killzall. It's a 41% product, too. And they're a lot cheaper than Roundup, and they're just as effective. I've got a little weed spray formula that I usually... So I talk people into using. Now, this is not one you would want to use on your lawn, unless you wanted to kill your lawn. But this is for just general weeds. And what I'll do is I'll mix some 2,4-D, which is Weed Beyond and Ortho brand, or there's a lot of other companies that make it too, in 2,4-D. But you can mix 2 ounces of that and 2 ounces of this higher concentrated Roundup material, this glyphosate, together in per gallon. And I haven't found anything that I haven't been able to deal with. been very effective on just general weeds around the yard. You got to be a little careful what you get around your garden with it, because it'll kill your garden plants. And then if you get on the lawn, it's going to kill the lawn also, because it's got that in it. But if you want to kill broadleaf plants in your lawn, you want to use a 2,4-D, which is Weed Be Gone in the Ortho product. And there's a lot of other companies that make it out there you can buy.
Is there a spray that you can put on your garden that will not kill the garden, get rid of the...
Not really. No, but there is one product you can use. There's these pre-emergent weed killers now that you can get them in little granules, and you can, and once your plant comes up, you can sprinkle this around in your gardens. And there's one called Preen out there, and then Miracle-Gro has one. That's a pre-emergent weed killer, and you just sprinkle these little granules around. And I've used it the last few years, and I really like it. It's been really effective in my garden. And what it does, it kills the seed when it's in the process of germinating it down in the ground. But it will not affect a plant that's actively growing or out of the ground. So that's one way you can control the weeds. But as far as just being able to go out there and spray something, to my knowledge, there's nothing on the market that you can use that would actually selectively kill things in your garden. And you want to be really careful with weed and grass killers in your garden, because you can easily get it over on your plants.
Is there stuff that we should be putting on fruit trees right now?
Yes, there is. This is a real good time to start spraying. There's a dormant oil product that you can get and mix some of the chemicals that's out there. Some of the older chemicals that used to be around, that used to be real effective, is off the market now. The EPA keeps pulling a lot of things, but fortunately, a lot of the chemicals that we know as chemicals that's on the market today are more of an organic product. And it's been explained to me that they actually were derived because people knew that bugs didn't like the chrysanthemum plant, so they started doing a bunch of research on a chrysanthemum plant, and they've been able to derive several different chemicals out of that. It's been really effective on the bugs, and then it's really safe to use. So these have been really, really good. And the first one I think that was produced is called permethrin, and it's very effective, and it does really good. The only negative thing is that there's no residual to it. So, it'll kill the crop of bugs that's there, but, in 2 or 3 weeks, a lot of times you may get another crop back. But there's a product you can put in it. It's called a sticker spreader, or in the industry they call it a surfactant. It's a product they put in there to make it stick, and then it sticks on the plant, and it'll stay on there for about a month. So if the bugs get on the plant and start eating it, then it's still there. Now, there's other products on the market that are what's called systemic. And what they will do is they soak into the plant, and if the bug starts eating the plant, then they die. And up until just a few years ago, there's never been a systemic that's been, the EPA is giving the okay on to put on your garden. But there's one out there right now. It's called acetamiprid. But they found out that it's not a true systemic. It's actually what they call a semi-synthetic, or systemic, excuse me. It actually will, where a full systemic will travel all the way through the plant, but this semi-systemic will actually just travel through the leaf itself. And a lot of times that's where the bugs reside, is in the leaf, and they'll lay their eggs under the membrane of the leaf. So if they start eating on that leaf, they'll die, but yet the chemical doesn't get through the plant and get into your fruit. It's just the perfect thing for a garden, so.
So what's the name of that again?
Well, Ortho makes it, and it's called fruit and vegetable spray. It's called, but the chemical name that's in it is called acetamiprid. Let me spell that for you, so your people out there, if you're interested in it, it's acetamiprid, acetamiprid. And that's been really good. I've had really good luck with it. In fact, any of you out there that has a hard time controlling squash bugs, here's the key. I spray it with this. I've never seen a squash bug. Wow. And it'll last up to 60 days. And I noticed I've been spraying for like 2 or 3 years with it. And if I let it go 60 days, I'll start to see squash bugs again. But during that 60 days, I see nothing. So if you'll spray them when the plants are small, you'll never have any squash bugs out there. And they're a hard one to control. Oh, hey, I want to mention that to you. If you ever have a problem and you can't figure it out, you can get a hold of the University of Utah. Have a program. They've got a state entomologist up there. And they've also got a website, and you can get on. They will send you an email any time that it's time to spray for certain bugs in your garden or in your fruit trees. And it's been really valuable. It doesn't cost you anything. And I should have wrote that down. I don't have it here, but it's through the Utah State University Extension Service. They will send you these emails. Make people aware of that. That's an excellent resource there. And then another thing, too, is they actually have some little books available. And I'm not sure what they charge, but I have a couple of them here in the store that they just completed last year. And there's one on vegetables and gardens and another one on fruit trees. They're just really good, too. They'll get down to the nitty-gritty on what you need and what kills what. I was going to mention, maybe we can do this on another segment. We can get into fertilizer and so forth a little bit more. But there are fertilizers out there, too. There are some products that have some bug killers in them. But you'll have a bit more effective kill if you do just a spray for that particular thing.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll see you.